You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bible to the great book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 38, where we left off last time. 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 38. Before we begin, I want to invite everybody in the world to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for the SoundCloud, Facebook, True Social taping. We're live on the air. And then we have prayer meeting. We pray fervently for America and many other things, and for you. On the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., I offer LOL, lots of love for you. Nope, that's not X-rated. But what I do on that first Wednesday, I'm not on the air. I devote that whole time in praying for everyone who comes, as long as it takes, one by one, individual, person specific, with a laying on of hands. You're invited to come up to the holy bench. Scott Mercer stands on one side and I'm on the other. We have three segments. We have the first segment for healing, physical healing, emotional healing, and mental healing. The Lord still heals. Amen. And then the second segment is deliverance from drugs, from alcohol, and from pornography. And the third is best of all. The Holy Spirit very often operates through me. It's His choice to operate in the wonderful gifts of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So then you get that personal Holy Spirit prayer, and sometimes He speaks with groanings which cannot be uttered, that we pray according to Father's will. Also, everybody in the world is invited to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, and True Social taping. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. Excuse me. And now, as the curtain comes up on 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38, the big bad giant Goliath has challenged King Saul and the armies of Israel. He said, "Bring you out a champion and fight against me. If he kills me, the Philistines will bow and surrender to you. But if I kill him, you surrender to me." There was not one taker. Everybody was terrified. But God's timing is always perfect. Up comes young teenager in a cart, and he's got some stuff in it. He's got some food for his elder brothers who are in the battle. And of course, perfect timing, he hears Goliath say that. And he says, "Is there not a cause? This uncircumcised Philistine is coming against the God of Israel. This is a cause." So he goes to King Saul and said, "I'll go. I'll do it." "King Saul, you're too young. You're a teenager." He said, "I killed a lion and I killed a bear. By the way, did you know that a male lion weighs 1,000 pounds? And he said, "They tried to take my sheep from me and I killed them." And he said, "The same God that helped me kill the lion and the bear will help me kill this uncircumcised Philistine." Well, Saul was reluctant, but he didn't have any takers, so he said, "Okay, and God help you." In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, it says, "These things happen to these people in the Bible for an example for those who are end of the age." We're end of the age. We're going to read about Goliath. He is a type of the Antichrist who comes just before Jesus. We're on the threshold of him coming. We don't know how and when, but he's coming soon. And David is a type of God's elect who will overcome the tribulation of the Antichrist. Therefore, from God's heart to my heart to your heart, carry a big stick and sling that stone. Carry a big stick and sling that stone. Parentheses, down, big man, down.
verse 38.
And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass on his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of nails. King Saul had the best armor, so he puts it on. But very elect, not only when the Antichrist comes, but now, you want to put on the gospel armor, Ephesians 6, and keep it on. The helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. Why? Because you can stand. And having done all, you stand, and you don't fall for the Antichrist.
Verse 39. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it.
He said, you know, this is too heavy for me. I don't think I can fight it. It's proved. I have not trained in this. You, elect, are being trained to reign. All of the trials and tribulations you have right now brought to you by the devil, they're just training you to reign so you'll be ready for the fight when Antichrist comes here so we can overcome. What I've learned in theater and public speaking, you always train and practice just like you're going to perform. When it comes performing time, you don't do anything differently. That way, you're ready. Are you training?
Yes. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them.
I've not trained in these. I might not make it. I sort of know what I use to train.
And David put them off of him.
He put them off of him. Now, when you deliver it up to the Antichrist elect, you cannot use somebody else's armor. You can't use my faith. You can't use the fact that I live by the word of God. You can't use my baptism of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have faith. You're going to have to learn how to live by the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to learn to live by the word. You have to have your own weapon.
Verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand.
A staff is a big stick. He'd use it to kill the lion and the bear. We had a president of the United States of America from 1901 to 1909, and it was called Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. He had a saying, he said, speak softly, but carry a big stick. Now, elect Christian, you have got a power stick. Your power stick will give you power over all the power of the enemy. It is the Holy Spirit. And that's how you defeat him. So before you go up to the devil, the devil, by the way, is the Antichrist. He's going to have his Jesus costume on. Before you deliver it up to him, make sure you have the Holy Spirit, because Luke 12 says you're going to have to speak in the Holy Spirit's language to him. So right now, you want to make sure that in all things, you use the power of your power stick, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I chose five smooth stones.
Five smooth stones. In biblical numerics, five is a number of grace. We're not saved by works, lest any man should boast, but by the amazing grace of the chief cornerstone, the stone which the builders rejected, Jesus, okay? Now, you got to have the Holy Spirit. That's your power stick. You got to be saved by grace by the stone, Jesus, the stone which the builders rejected. And one more thing.
Out of the brook.
The stone was out of the brook. The brook is the water. Jesus told the woman at the well, John 4, I am the living water. The water is the word of God. We're washed with water by the word of God.
Amen.
So right now, with all your giants, I mean, you live it up to Antichrist, you got to have your big stick, your power stick, the Holy Spirit. You got to be saved by grace by the stone which the builders rejected, Jesus. And you got to have the word of God. I don't mean one little verse. It's got to be swimming in you. The word works in you, and he empowers you.
Amen.
I put him in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a script.
That's a little pouch. He took a little pouch there, and he tied it to his loins. Now, the gospel armor in Ephesians 6 says, have the belt of truth. What is truth? Jesus said, John 17, 17, thy word is truth. You have to be, and start now, have the truth, the word of God, attached to you so that's inside of you, touches your skin, What goes in your skin goes there, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
I don't mean that you just have a little verse there. You've got to start living by the word now. Everything by the word of God.
Amen.
And a sling was in his hand.
A sling was in his hand. Now, when your giants come now, and we deliver up to Antichrist, you got your big stick, you got the Holy Spirit, you got the stone, you got Jesus, and you got the word of God. In the name of Jesus, you sling with the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of God, and down, big man, down.
Amen.
Metaphorically, when you use the word of God in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit, you cut the devil's head off.
Amen.
And he drew near unto the Philistine.
David had courage. One of the great signs of a true elect is courage. It doesn't mean that they don't have troubles, but they get out of the boat. They do not stay in the boat with those who are afraid. Why do elect have courage? Because of the big stick, the power stick. They have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Many times people think that I am bold. Many times they think I am assertive. I am not any of that. It's courage. The Holy Spirit gives you courage, and it seems like boldness. It seems like aggressiveness. No, it's courage. The Holy Spirit's not afraid, and neither is his elect.
Amen.
Verse 41. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David.
Philistine is a type of the Antichrist, the fake Christ, the devil with his Jesus costume on, who comes before Jesus. The Antichrist comes at the sixth trump. Jesus comes at the seventh trump. Now, we study the Bible, and we find that we're on the threshold of the instead of Christ coming. We don't know how long, not the date or the hour, we're going to stand here, but we know the next thing on God's timetable is for the Antichrist to appear. He is coming near. All right. He's on his way. He's a devil with his Jesus costume on.
And the man who bare the shield went on before him.
He has a big armor bearer before him with a great big shield. Now already, the fake Christ, the devil with his Jesus costume on, the Antichrist instead of Christ, has already sent out his armor bearers to prepare the way for him. They are the first beast of Revelation 13. There's a political system, communism, socialism, Marxism. There will also be some Ephedon, fallen angels of Genesis 6, and there's some of the devil's children. You can read about them in politics right now, in the government and in the world, and so also some demons. All right, the armor bearer is already here preparing the way for Antichrist.
Verse 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him.
Who do you think you are, you little whippersnapper here? Kind of reminds me of Hillary Clinton when she got so mad at those of us who are wise enough to vote for Donald Trump because he's one of the best presidents we've ever had.
Amen.
Come back, President Trump.
Amen.
She called us, little David, she called us, you call us a basket of deplorables.
For he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance.
Ruddy means to show blood in the face, means his skin tone was so that when he blushed, you could then see his rosy cheeks. He's a descendant of Abraham, and Abraham is a descendant of Eph-ha-Adam, the man Adam in Genesis 2. He was of ruddy complexion. So is Abraham, so is David. And Jesus comes through his genealogy, so Jesus is ruddy complexion. When he blushes, you can see rosy cheeks.
Amen.
Verse 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog?
Now that was the greatest insult you could give anybody in Bible times. You call me a dog?
That thou comest to me with staves?
You got sticks in your hand? But don't forget, it's not a regular stick. We got the power stick. David has the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Remember that. He's got the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
And the Philistine cursed David by his gods.
He cursed him by his gods. Goliath worshipped Baal, and he worshipped Dagon, the fish god. Remember early in Samuel, little Dagon has got the head and the arms of a man, but the body of a fish. And we found that he was broken half in two as he lay before the Ark of the Covenant. Our God's bigger than their God. Greater is he who's in us than he's in the world. Our God is omnipotent, unlimited power.
Amen.
Verse 44. And the Philistines said to David, come to me.
Come to me. Now, when the Antichrist comes here, the whole world will worship him. Revelation 13. Half the body of Christ who really love Jesus will be deceived and will worship him. Matthew 25, the five foolish virgins. The only ones in this world who are going to be the elect David, like David, who are not going to worship him, will be the five wise virgins, half the body of Christ in Matthew chapter 25. But because the elect will not worship him, he's going to bring us before him. The trials will be no more than 10 days. And Luke 12 says, we are to allow the Holy Spirit, our power stick, to speak through us in his language, Acts 2. And then the gospel will be preached to the whole world, and then the end shall come. That is a high and holy calling. Luke 21 says, don't be afraid, not one hair of your head shall be harmed. Unless, of course, you don't let the Holy Spirit speak through you.
Thou wilt give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air.
All the world will hear these trials of the elect. They'll be on the air all over the world. Everybody will hear that.
And the beasts of the field.
All the political system of Antichrist will hear these trials. This is your big moment.
Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword.
Okay. Goliath's got a sword there, but David's also got a sword, but not a real sword. The sword in the Bible is the Word of God. The Word of God is more powerful than a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It is written in Jesus' name, and you say the word, you got the victory every time.
Amen.
And a spear.
Now, what was the sword of Goliath? The sword is the Word of God. So says the sword of the Spirit of Christians elect, that is truth. What would be the sword of Goliath? Lies. See, Goliath is coming with lies, his sword. David's got the sword of truth. Elect have the sword of truth. In John 8, Jesus says the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Okay? Now he's coming with a spear. The Antichrist will come with a spear of fear. And he's going to try to stick it to you and make you so afraid that you will bow down to him. But elect, you're not given a spirit of fear. Your power, love of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
And a shield.
And of course, Goliath's got his shield there. He's got all of his old armor bearers before him. The Antichrist does too. But guess what we've got? Our dad is bigger than his daddy. Jesus is at the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession for us.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit now intercedes for us, prays for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, that we pray according to the Father's will. We got two of the greatest powers in the world. Hallelujah.
But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Jesus, name above all names. Everybody just say Jesus.
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 All over the world, Jesus.
Jesus.
All over the world, Jesus.
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 Jesus. What a power name.
Amen.
I was praying for Scott the other night, and I didn't realize it was Scott because I'm totally blind, but later on he told me. The Holy Spirit just kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Scott said he had a deep pain, and the pain went away. It almost buckled under. Just the name of Jesus. Every knee bows.
Amen.
That's the name you'd use now and then.
Whom thou hast defied.
You have defied him, Goliath. You said you were bigger than our God. Now, when the Antichrist comes, he has defied our Christ because the Antichrist is going to call himself Christ, Theosata, God's Savior. But Jesus is Yahweh's Savior. So see, we take up for the name of Jesus. We don't let anybody curse our Lord's name. So we fight, we stand up because we love him, we represent him, we're ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
Verse 46, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand.
This day. Now you know it looked like to all the armies of Israel, King Saul, the Philistines, that David was being delivered up to Goliath because Goliath was so big and David was so small. It will look that way to the world. When the elect are delivered up to the Antichrist, and the whole world's worship on behalf of the body of Christ, it's going to look like that we are not going to make it. But it's covert activity. Because you know what? It says in Mark 13, Matthew 24, and Luke 12, it says that when we live it up to him, the Holy Spirit will speak through us and the gospel will be heard in the whole wide world. We won't speak in our language. It'll be the language of the Holy Spirit, tongues, 1 Corinthians 12 and Acts 2. And everybody will hear it. And see, it's covert activity. Everybody's going to hear, and then the end shall come. Why will the end come? Because everybody then will know that that's not Jesus. Amen. And then Jesus will come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will smite thee and take thine head from thee.
I'll take your head off. Remember, he said he's going to do that.
I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day, the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth.
The truth is, when the elect expose whatever the Holy Spirit is going to say through, we expose the Antichrist, that is his end. Because then Jesus comes and locks him to a pit for 1,000 years, and then he finally goes to the lake of fire.
That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what I want, America, I want you to do? I want all of your politicians and media and government and educators and Christian and church, I want us all to come together. And I want us all to do 2 Chronicles 7:14. Repent of our sins and return to the Lord. And then God will heal our land. And then everybody will know that Jesus Christ is Lord in America.
Amen.
We do have the victory. We can bring down Marxism in America, not in the world, but we can bring it down in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the Spirit, by the word, and by 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's do it, America.
Amen.
Verse 47. And all his assembly shall know, the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's.
So many of you are so afraid of the Antichrist, you're miserable. Not one hair of your head shall be harmed unless you don't let him speak in the language. He's going to protect his elect. But the beautiful thing about it is that the whole world is going to know that Jesus is Christ, because he wins the battle. When you read Revelation and read all about the Antichrist, go on and read the end of the book. The rest of the story, remember that? The rest of the story is that Jesus comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we win. The battle is the Lord's. He wrote it in a book. He's going to do it.
Amen. But he will give you into our hands.
He'll give you into our hands. See, you're so afraid. No, the Lord's trusting the elect. He's going to give the devil into our hands to expose him.
Amen.
Verse 48. And it came to pass that the Philistine arose and came, do not to meet David. But
here he comes.
David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine.
David is not afraid. He has the courage. The elect never go on the defensive. You go on the offensive. You don't ever run from the devil. You run toward him because you have power over all the power of the enemy, over scorpions and serpents, devils and demons, and nothing shall be enemies hurt you. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you're saved, if you have Jesus, if you have the Word of God.
Verse 49, and David put his hand in his bag and took hence a stone.
Okay, put your hand in your bag and take the name of Jesus. Take the name of Jesus with you today and every day. Keep that name with you. And when you go up to the end of Christ, Jesus will be right there with you in the form of the Holy Spirit.
And slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth.
The deadly wound. God said to Lucifer in the world that then was, Isaiah 14, O Lucifer, how art thou fallen? The higher you are, the lower you fall. That's a great big thud, 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 thud. And Lucifer fell from his place of authority in heaven, and now he's going to fall into the lake of fire, the deadly wound. Genesis chapter 3:15, God is speaking to the serpent. He's not a snake, it's a metaphor, the devil. He says, her seed shall bruise your head. The seed of Mary, through Jesus, the Christian's going to bruise your head. The elect are going to do the deadly wound. They're going to bruise the head of the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The deadly wound. Because we're the seed of the blessed of the Lord.
Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine.
He overcame. There are all kind of promises to those who overcome in Revelation 1, 2, and 3. You want to read them later on.
Verse with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine.
He slung the name of Jesus, the word of God, to the Philistine.
And slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Remember, David says, I'm going to cut your head off, but he would not use Saul's sword.
Verse 51, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine.
Can you imagine this young teenager? Goliath's so big, he's high there. David just gets right up there. Now, our Lord Jesus is on the throne of heaven by the Father, sitting at the right hand. And he said, until I make my enemies my footstool. The elect are going to be utilized by Jesus to make the enemy, the Antichrist, God's footstool. The devil is under your foot.
He took his sword and drew it out of the sheath.
He took Goliath's sword.
Love and slew him.
The Bible says, he that lives by the sword shall die by the sword. If you ever notice how the evil politicians say things and they absolutely condemn themselves. I heard Nancy Pelosi said she wants to beat up Donald Trump so she can go to jail. Well, you should go to jail. You betrayed the nation, okay? And Joe Biden said President Trump's going to be the next president. I agree in Jesus' name. Okay. Law of reciprocity. He lived by the sword and he dies by the sword.
Yep. Cut off his head therewith.
Cut it off.
And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
The champion Goliath was dead, so all the Philistines fled. Now, all over the world, Christians and in here, elect, our champion is not dead. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He took a body. He died on a cross for our sins. He shed his blood for the rest of our sins. Jesus arose from the dead, and he's coming again. So you see, Antichrist is a dead man walking, the devil is. Goliath is dead. So I want everybody to say a little poem I wrote. We are the body.
We are the body.
Jesus is the head.
Jesus is the head.
Body come alive. Because the head's not dead.
Now
all over the world, I want us to hear it, and our Father in heaven will hear it, and he will rejoice. Here we go. We are the body. Jesus is the head. Body come alive because the head is not dead. All over the world, here we go. We are the body. Jesus is the head. Body come alive because the head is not dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is the head of the church and we are the body. Hallelujah.
Amen. Verse 52. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sherwaim and even unto Gath and unto Ekron.
The armies of Israel chased those Philistines all the way back to their place of dwelling. Now, before the Antichrist comes, elect, some of you have got some of the Philistines in your being. It might be something you're seeing on the computer, on the telephone. You need to chase that out. It might be a book you should not read but are reading. It might be a place you're going. It might be a person with whom you're associated. Now is the time to clean house, elect. Get all the demons out of your territory so you don't have any dead weight so you can beat that old devil.
Amen.
You have power over the demons. You want to clean up your slate now. Get your slate clean.
Verse 53. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents.
Now the Philistines had been sitting there in tents for days, and they had some goodies in them. So the armies of Israel said, let's go get their goodies. Reward day. Revelation says Jesus is coming back with the rewards. One of the great rewards is written in Revelation 2 for those who overcome the tribulation of the Antichrist. Jesus is going to give us a new white stone with a name written in it that nobody knows but the one who receives the stone. Every elect who overcomes will get the stone, and you will know what their name is, nobody else. What is the name? Isaiah 62. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall the land be desolate. For thou shalt be called Hephzibah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. It's the wedding stone. The elect get to marry Jesus. And he says, I delight in you. He gives you, I delight in you. The Lord delights in you as the marriage supper of the Lamb. Only the elect will marry him. All the others, although there is going to be an open salvation there, a teaching during the millennium, they married the Antichrist.
Verse 54. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem.
Now, Jerusalem was called Jebus at that time, but some of Judah had conquered it, but it wasn't yet called Jerusalem, but that's the capital.
But he put his armor in his tent.
He took him a little souvenir there. He took some of Goliath's armor and put it in his tent at Bethlehem later on.
Verse 55. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistines, he said to Abner, the captain of his host, Abner, whose son is this youth?
Now, King Saul was watching all of that, and he remembered that he had said that he would give the father of the one who killed Goliath, he would give him tax-free forever. So he says, Abner, general there, who is that young man?
And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell.
I don't know who he is.
Verse 56, and the king said, inquire thou whose son the stripling is.
A stripling in the Hebrew means hidden. David had been hidden back there taking care of his sheep, but now he is lifted up. The very elect right now, by the way, Zephaniah, the minor prophet, means hidden ones, that's the elect. Right now, the elect alive all over the world are sort of the hidden ones. They're killing lions. They're killing bears. They're kicking dragon. They're casting out demons. They're sharing the word of God. But they don't do it for fame or fortune, and they don't get a lot of glory out of it. Mm-hmm. But the time will come because the very elect will be the only ones who will stand up and tell the truth. They're going to be lifted up. God will lift up the elect as he's lifted up David. But the elect will not lift themselves up. When the elect are lifted up, God says, I will lift you up. I will draw men to you. The elect will draw all men to God. Amen. They always give God the glory.
Amen.
Verse 57. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand.
King Saul, you've been looking for this? Now, when you and I, elect, stand before the Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, on the beam of judgment seat of Christ, we want to metaphorically have the devil's head in our hand. You know, not literally, but metaphorically. That means that we have not let the devil seduce us. We have overcome. And those who overcome will sit in Jesus' throne with him.
Verse 58. And Saul said unto him, whose son art thou, thou young man? I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite.
Jesse is my father. We live in Bethlehem. In Isaiah chapter 11, it says, the stem of Jesse, out of the stem of Jesse shall come the branch. Now David is a son of Jesse, and from David's genealogy came the branch, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, Jesus called the branch. In the New Testament, John 15, is called the vine. Now Jesus, the stem of Jesse, the stem of David, he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and he is the stem of our Father God. Born in Bethlehem. And like David defeated Goliath, like the elect are going to defeat the Antichrist, Jesus defeated the devil, whose name is death.
Amen. Amen.
Carry a big stick and sling that stone. I pray you are blessed.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. Great word.
A good word. Yeah. Well, David left his stuff in the cart, as we can see. And Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, and him who I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalms 18:2.
Absolutely. Amen. Perfect. We did not collude. That is so great. I love that song. We got a strong tower running to it. We are safe. Before I pray for healing, anybody in the world that's not saved, come on, let's get saved. The end is very near, and we got heaven to gain. So let's pray this prayer and mean it, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner. Now, kind of go fast, okay?
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I turn from them.
I turn from them.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart.
Save my soul.
Save my soul.
Wash away all my sins with your precious blood.
Wash away all my sins with your precious blood.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
And put me where you want me in your church.
And put me where you want me in your church.
And make me usable.
To win many souls to Jesus.
I confess with my mouth. That Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Now, for those of you in cyberspace, Romans says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You want to tell a lot of people? I invite you to tell me. You'll hear Scott give you my telephone number in a little while. That's my voicemail. Feel free to call that. I invite you to call that. I want to hear it. And tell me a confession. When I get it, I'll pray for you and welcome to the family of God. For every new Christian, buy yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. You need them both. I suggest a King James because the King James Version is the only one that you can trace almost every word in the Bible back to the original language in which God dictated it, Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, and Chaldee. And then you want to read that Bible every day, not little devotional books, but read it and memorize it. Get that word in you. Tie that belt of truth around you. Get inside of you. And you want to find a place in your home that nobody's there. No noise, no music. And you want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, every day. Call him Father then. Now, don't just say a little quick prayer. Worship him. Don't do all the talking. Start listening and talking. And then you want to go to church. Every time the door opens, go on the Sabbath and midweek. If your Sabbath is Saturday, go then. If it's Sunday, go then midweek. And find a church that teaches God's word one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Why? The Bible tells you to. Paul said, read this epistle to the church. And Isaiah 28 says, line by line. Now, you want to make sure that when you go there, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Rock, Elohim, governs every aspect. The power of God is there. Because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. There are many Christians who have a form of doctrine, but they deny the power thereof. And without the power of the Holy Spirit, you're dead.
Amen.
You're dead in the water. You don't know how to fight. Amen. And make sure that also they operate as the Holy Spirit leads them in the wonderful gifts of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You also may email me. You may email me your questions, your praise reports, your thank yous, your love notes. No grumbling, please. And your confession of faith. Here is email. My email is sharimedlock@gmail.com. Again, sharimedlock@gmail.com. The G is for God. Now for healing. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, wherever there is nervousness, peace, be still. Wherever there is fear, fear, be gone. Wherever there is pain, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, bore your pain, pain, be gone. Wherever there is congestion, congestion, be gone. Viruses, be gone. COVID, be gone. Flu, be gone. Pneumonia, be gone. Arthritis, be gone. Diabetes, be gone. Deaf ears heal. Gums be healed. Somebody, Alexis, your gums are beginning to be healed right now. Tooth number 9, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Pick up your bed and walk. He makes your bones run. He takes sickness from the midst. He makes your bones strong. You're running, you're not weary. You're walking, you're not faint. From the top of your head, the sole of your feet. He said his word and healed you. You saw his health and cure. He healed you every wound. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all say, I agree
in Jesus' mighty name.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend in the whole wide world. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And no greater love is this than a man lay down his life for his friend. Yes, Sherry Medlock is your second best friend. And I love you so much all over the world. I feel your spirits and everybody in here. I can't wait till next time when you and I get together to hear, as a family of God, to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument.
Hi, everyone. I'm Danny Whiting, the new general manager for FM radio station WMIE 91.5, and it's time for our semi-annual fundraiser. Offering this year's appeal will begin Monday, April 17th, and continue through April 24th. I hope that you will prayerfully consider making a donation to WMIE's radio ministry so that we can continue to bring you sound preaching, Bible teaching, and worship music through the airways. You can send your donations via mail to WMIE 1150 West King Street, Cocoa, Florida 32922, or you can call us with your pledge at 321-632-1000, and we'll take your information over the phone, or even more convenient, you can go to WMIEFM.com and click on the donate to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless.
are turning our hearts back again. Hear our praises rise to heaven and draw us near, Lord. Cries, Lord, let them rise.
Lord, we stand here as a desperate people, hungry for the things of you. Quiet the storms that rage all around us so that we hear the passion that beats through your heart. Spirit, put healing in our hands, put life in our words, and drive a passion for the lost deep in the hearts of your people. Inhabit the praises of us, your children. And Father, send us out with a reckless passion. Deliver us from evil and set a standard of unity to break down walls and to heal your people. Unity is the cry of your church, Lord. Reconcile the children to the fathers, and with forgiveness and mercy, rush through the hearts of our land. We cry out our deep need for you, Jesus. Oh God, come in power and bring glory to your name.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns. All music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king. Through all eternity, crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above. Mysteries. Crown in the Lord of years, the potentate.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
Who are we that you would be mindful of us? What do you see that's worth looking our way?